Hello and welcome back to the Real Winging It Formula One podcast. I am your host, Ellie Ledwell, and I'm joined by my co-hosts,
Harry McKay,
Mitchell Menault.
Right, we're going to be talking about the Australian race, which traditionally has been
the season first. Starting now, guys. Yeah. Forget everything that's happened. Here we go, fresh start.
The first two were a prequel. Yeah. You know, this is where it gets good, I think.
Same as up for Red Bull, though.
Well, yeah, I mean,
to an extent.
If we could start the season at Italy. I've always said Italy should be the starting race.
It was a bit of an early morning for some of us, Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell, why don't you talk us through the race? Not everyone got up at 6 in the morning to watch this one.
I was up at 6. But, yeah. No. I just didn't watch it.
Dedication to the job that is.
Well, I'll start getting paid then. Yeah. I'll watch it.
We'll put your bank details in the bio and people can send you.
Please don't. I'm scared of getting hacked. There's not much in my bank account.
There's no money in there, yeah.
I'm an overdraft, to be honest.
So, what did we think of Australia? Did we think it was better than the first two, or...?
When I actually thought back, I like it because it's sunny, it's Australia, it's a great start. But it was always just, especially since I've been watching, it's like Hamilton gets on pole, then Bottas wins the race.
Yes.
And now that neither of them are in the front, it was just okay.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the expression of the season. Yeah. It was just okay. I think it just...
Totally agree with everything you say.
God, it's so good to have such professional insight coming from Mitchell. Who needs professional guests?
Yeah,
you're just
here's
on fire.
Here's the new Crofty.
Grandstand finish, baby.
Yeah, we have reached out to Crofty. He won't pick up my calls.
Well, that's just rude then. So Leclerc won. Of course, we all know that.
Boop, boop. Ferrari fans, let's go.
Ferrari, yeah. We're all Ferrari fans now. Perez, though, did well, come in second. This was a bit of a weird one because we didn't have two finishers for Ferrari or Red Bull, so they both just had their one driver, which in the championship, that is a loss, especially for Red Bull, who are already starting on the back foot.
Really not a great start, is it? I mean, it was great to have Perez. That's where he needs to be. He needs to be in good positions consistently for when something goes wrong, or even fighting, you know, to be in front of Verstappen. But yeah, Verstappen out again is not what you want to see.
But the team that did the best this week was, quite astonishingly, Mercedes.
Most points for the constructors, yeah.
Yes. Russell third and Hamilton fourth is a bit unexpected. Mm. Somehow Russell is second. In the drivers, and I don't think anyone knows.
In the championship, second. And this is it for all those flipping Russell haters out there. You know, you're wrong. Three races, end the season. He beat Hamilton.
Exactly. Great. Mr. Saturdays.
Mr. Saturdays, Mr. Sunday now.
Mr. Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Norris and Ricciardo also made me smile a bit. Obviously, Ricciardo at his home race, coming fifth and sixth, I was quite happy with that, the way the season started, have...
They're getting better.
Them getting recovery. Better, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully.
Next race, they're going to win it, guys.
Yes.
Heard it here first.
If I watch it.
Next race is Italy, so hopefully the time difference isn't too bad for you.
Yeah, it's just a Sunday, isn't it? Get on Mondays.
Yeah.
Sorted.
So you're not hungover.
You'd have woken up at 6 o'clock on a Monday.
No. I didn't wake up on lectures, so.
Yeah.
So Verstappen was out because of a fire, engine problems, a fuel leak or something.
Yeah, just.
This isn't going the way I think Red Bull thought it would.
You know, when I said in the previous episode, I would rather have a fast car with a dodgy engine.
Yeah.
Considering Russell is second in the championship, I'm going to retract that statement. I'd rather have a slow car that works.
We'll scrub it off the record, pretend it never happened. Yeah. I think...
Can you delete episodes?
Yeah. I think we might.
I think they're a new engine manufacturer, and I think it shows.
Yeah, I mean, they have help from Honda still, and, you know, I was expecting a little bit more of a carryover. I think it's the fuel, you know, the new fuel, and that's... Some teams have been having issues with it. Happens to be Red Bull, the ones that are having it the worst.
I always have issues with fuel.
Yeah, you're not going to fix it straight away, but hopefully next race, TM. I mean, yeah. We'll see.
A team that we haven't spoken about too much this season, AlphaTauri, they're just simmering. They're not, like, getting to the boil, you know. They're just plodding along. I don't think we've seen anything special happen. I think...
Disappointed as Gasly, actually.
I've been a bit disappointed.
I don't know. He seems to be, you know... I think he's beaten Tsunoda every time. I know Tsunoda didn't finish last time.
Well, in the first race, Tsunoda scored points and all the other Red Bulls were out.
Yes, you're right. So. Yeah. So hard to take too much away from it. But, he, Gasly 9th here, Tsunoda 15th. So that's quite a gap.
Yeah.
Like, he overachieved last season for sure. So he had a really good season. So it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard to see where they are.
He's so good, everyone expects him to do it again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think...
Even though he overachieved completely.
Yeah.
The AlphaTauri is always the Red Bull B team. Yeah. But I think it's a bigger gap than I was expecting.
I don't know, I think he's hitting where he should be.
Yeah, it's hard to tell where the car should be.
Literally only because he overachieved so much. Yeah. There's so much expectation then. But I think he's doing still a decent job.
Maybe the car should have been 14th and 15th, but Gasly's dragging it up the road.
But that's what I'm saying. I just, the car isn't...
We expect them to be like 6th.
The car isn't good.
Well, last time they were.
They were competing, but he was more like 7th, 8th.
Gasly's P6 Gasly. He did.
But Mercedes are winning races.
Yes.
Maybe they've had an effect on...
But their engineering is... They get a lot of help from Red Bull, don't they?
Yeah.
Ferrari have improved massively. They're engines, but so then other cars around them.
All of the Ferrari cars, and all of the Ferrari cars, the Haas, the Alphas, are all doing better than we thought.
Yeah, but they have the same engines. But
because their engines are incredible this season.
Red Bull's is fast.
No, it's still decent, but it's not as good as the Ferrari engines.
Yeah, but it's
no,
not.
No, but that's
then you look at their teams improving, and they're...
But then, But, like, yeah. I mean, it just... I would expect more from them. Maybe their design...
The Red Bull engine was fast last year.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I think you'll see them improve even more.
Yeah, they've fallen behind.
Definitely. But I don't think it's the engine. Obviously, the reliability is bad.
No, it's just the engine.
Yeah, no, I think it's the rest of it.
I've just been a bit unimpressed, shall we say.
Yeah.
But maybe that'll change.
I think he's doing a decent job still.
Yeah, it's just...
I think Gasly's doing...
It's not his fault.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Gasly. Who are we talking about?
Gasly's done a good job.
Yeah,
but
that's what I meant.
I
was just talking about...
But the team as a whole, I think, are not doing as well as they should.
Oh, yeah, probably. I was just talking about Gasly. That's fun.
A team that also is not doing as well as we thought they would, Williams.
Yeah.
But the man, the myth, the legend.
Alexander Albon,
P10, got a point for Williams.
His strategy confused me.
I felt like no strategy.
He just kept going and going. And I thought, is he going to pit?
I thought, they've forgotten about my little boy. They've forgotten about him.
How have those tyres lasted, considering what Pirelli have been like? How are they still going?
Actually, my first thought was the graphic is broken and he has pitted and they haven't done it right.
You keep going on about these graphics. I just don't think you're a fan of them.
They're terrible. They're terrible, Sky, if you're listening.
It's just Formula One in general, I think. It's not Sky. It's everyone has the same ones.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So,
Liberty Media. I don't like Sky either, but yeah, Liberty Media need to sort it out.
I haven't been seeing much of the graphics, to be honest.
Too busy sleeping. Basically, Mitchell knew it wasn't going to be a good race, and so he slept through. And in his dream, it was a Mercedes 1-2. So, I think everyone would prefer that.
But Alex Albon doing great, Latifi. Not as much.
That's expected, though.
He wasn't
last. Do you think that the sport has gone too far about the money and teams now have drivers that are not as good, but it's worth it if they're going to get more money from their rich parents?
Yeah. I totally agree. Like, if you go back to the final race of the season last year, if Latifi doesn't crash,
it
never happened. He shouldn't be in an F1 car. Never mind...
You do have a personal vendetta, though, but I do agree.
Yeah,
he shouldn't even be in the F3 car.
I think there's a point where it gets dangerous. Like, the amount Mazepin was spinning last season, obviously he's not there this season. It was dangerous.
No, Mazepin was a new low for F1.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm no better, will attack him. But, yeah, Latifi doesn't seem to be much better.
But, yeah, in the lower formulas, though, they've come through them.
Yeah, they're not awful, but I'm not... You know, I'm not like, oh, I shouldn't be anywhere near a car, but They're just not good enough for Formula One. And they might be for a season, have a chance, but no one else gets this long.
There
no one
are
gets
a
this
lot
amount
of
chances.
Drivers waiting who are now not able to come through. And it begs the question, if Hamilton were coming through now, would he get a seat?
Yeah.
Because Leclerc grew up around racing, wealthy.
But he's actually a good driver, Leclerc.
He is a good driver, but then so is Verstappen. But if his dad wasn't
they've
a racer,
right,
they've got connections. Yeah. Mick Schumacher
but
has connections.
To be there.
No, they do. But what you're saying is you're missing out on those people that deserve to be there, but don't have that easier way in.
If
there's people like Piastri who are waiting in the wings. There's like loads of quality drivers.
Fittipaldi.
Yeah, Fittipaldi. Like, I mean, he's all right. I don't rate him as much, but you know, these people should be given a chance.
No, yeah. And no, I think Stroll's done well to. I think he's actually started to prove himself.
But nobody else would have been given two or three seasons to to a level where you're just doing all right, doing the minimum.
I think he's done. I think
Stroll is okay.
He's got a seat.
Yeah, I mean, there's drivers that I think Latifi shouldn't definitely be in there. Stroll is okay.
Shouldn't be nowhere
I know there's better drivers that are not in it than Stroll, but
no, yeah, this could be better drivers.
But you
I think
you know there's pay
issue.
Drivers, and that's okay, but they have to be of a certain level.
Yeah,
and I think Stroll fits that just, but I don't think Latifi does.
Because I think it's obviously an expensive sport, and it's always been an expensive sport. But if you're coming from a background where none of your family are in Formula One already, you know, how are you getting into it now? I just don't see the channels
it's a lot harder probably.
Coming in. A lot of them have a lot of money behind them, whether from their parents or from someone
big sponsors,
Sergio
and it
Perez
helps with the name. Yeah.
It has a massive sponsorship behind him, so I think that obviously brings in the money, but he's a good driver as well.
Yeah.
Haas, obviously, they have got rid of their liability, shall we say, and they're actually doing quite well for themselves, as we said in previous races, but it wasn't just a fluke. They're actually
they're
a good team.
I mean, was it 13th, 14th here?
Yeah.
Schumacher, you know, beat Magnussen, which is first time, which is pretty good. Not the best result for them, but yeah, if they can keep up, you know, even around floating around the points, that's a much bigger improvement.
A few more like DNFs or a bit of strategy goes your way and they're easily
in the points
regularly as opposed to never.
Last, even when, you know, things go your way. So
yeah. So far this season, Leclerc has been voted as driver of the day all three times.
Ferrari fans have had a long time coming for this, so I don't blame them, but
it's just us three, isn't it, Ferrari?
It's just us, yeah.
Multiple
all
times.
Our fake names. Yeah. 10 different accounts. Yeah. But who do you guys think your driver of the day was?
I'm going to give it to... I'm not going to say two drivers last time because that got me in trouble.
You can say one for me.
I'm going to give it to Norris.
Ooh.
Fifth place.
I'm also going for Norris.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go Ricciardo because it's his home race.
Home race.
He just didn't beat Norris again. But that's okay. The Honey Bandit in sixth. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll say how you can say two names now because... You can have mine.
Well, who's your driver of the day?
We'll say Russell on his behalf.
Russell, then? Okay. Yeah.
Getting a podium.
Yeah, beat Hamilton
beat
on
Hamilton.
The podium.
So I don't think I can have a driver of the day if I don't watch it.
Yeah, that's true. you missed like Russell on the podium. It's a big deal.
I don't think we're going to see it too many times.
No.
I mean, maybe we will.
So. Maybe in the future. Maybe
yeah, in the future.
No, I meant this season. Maybe we will. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe they've turned it around. Maybe this is it.
We are
Russell World Champion.
We're three races in to a 23-race season, so we've still got more than a normal season left to go. I mean, seasons used to be 18, 19 races maximum, and, you know, we've got 20 left. We've got
Ellie, answer me this then. Why do I think it's over already?
I think as a Red Bull fan... A lot
Ferrari
of you think
again.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the races, your previous world champion doesn't finish.
Do you think it will be a procession then this season for Ferrari?
I think this was the first race where it felt like they are 20 seconds up the road.
Yes.
And I think they might have been 20 seconds up the road, I can't remember, but it was a big gap. And that was worrying. That was worrying.
I can't remember it. I don't know.
There was an early yellow flag, was it, with because
it wasn't like across the race 20 seconds. It was like the last part.
There was, I think after the signs, when the safety car went in, I think like Leclerc was just able to put that gap in where we haven't seen that.
I mean, he had pole, one fastest lap.
Like the grand slam.
Yeah, I mean, he did it all. And so really, that should be the driver of the day. Leclerc. Yeah,
no, but I agree.
We're reluctant Ferrari
fans. As Ferrari
fans,
you know, we didn't want to let our bias show. But yeah, I'm getting posters printed for my walls
of
just Leclerc's beautiful face.
Just his face.
Well, the rest of the body, but I don't know if they'll.
Is he going to be clothed?
is this a PG podcast?
Yes, it is. He'll be wearing his racing
just
suit.
Just the helmet.
Just the, like the stick.
Yeah, like the stick. moving on.
Yeah, looking ahead to next week, we have Imola. And there will be a sprint race there. Personally, I don't like sprint races.
I don't like it because it's Friday and I'm like, oh God, I got to watch quali.
Yeah, we are recording this on a Friday and we've got to run home to get it.
I'm a busy man. I got stuff to do. I can't be watching things on 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah. Don't mind. Bit of pre-drinking on Friday.
Yeah.
Turn into a drinking game.
Mitchell, it doesn't matter because your days are all the same, whether it's a weekend or a weekday.
Yeah, I'd lose count to fair.
Yeah. He's getting the best grades in his degree, so I don't know. I think we're ones to comment.
Not my most recent ones. I can't say it because my mum watches probably listen to it, so
he's doing great. Yeah. Sharon, he's doing great.
He's getting firsts.
Yeah. Well, no, I said second.
Okay, so
Actually, I'm getting second.
Perfect. Thank you. Back to sprint races. Mitchell, what do you reckon about the sprint races?
I'm not sure if I can have it every race, but I don't mind the odd one for sure. Hmm. I'm not sure if it's like a testing one or.
I don't know if they're still testing it or they're just going to have maybe a few random ones.
Who knows? I think it's still just a couple this season, but it doesn't seem like they'll ever move on to doing it every time.
No,
they ignore all the criticism. But
I think with obviously the owners, like obviously changed, the focus maybe shifted a bit. It seems to be. Everything that they do is they think about how it's going to market and how they can increase the fans, which is obviously you want more fans, but you also don't want to lose what the sport was before.
Yeah, and you don't want to alienate your current fans because if the new ones don't stick around, I mean,
because I've been
screwed.
Watching like Formula One since I was, you know, a toddler.
A wee thing,
So I quite like how it was. Mm. And I'm not a fan of change, so I'm a bit reluctant.
It's these old boomers that don't like change.
You're older than me.
Shut up. I say, having only watched the sport for 6 years, no, I don't like sprint races. Every now and then, but I always end up watching it and thinking, I wish this was the race. Okay, now it's over, and it's cheapened, you know, the impact of qualifying and cheapened the race.
And also, if you crash during the qualifying, you might be able to go back to the garage and maybe rebuild a bit, or you've already got a lap in, so you're fine. If you crash in sprint qualifying, you're starting at the back of the grid, even if you're not meant to be there.
Yes, which has the effect the drivers just don't race each other. It's a bit of a procession. You might get a few overtakes. Yeah,
it's too big of a risk.
Yeah,
though.
It's just a risk. Yeah, because there's not, you know, points for first, second and third, right?
That's it. And it's just 3, 2 and 1 point. It's not massive. It's not worth it. If you're going to be starting 20th or you could be starting third or second, irrelevant of the points, everyone knows what they're going to be choosing. Mm. If you can't, you know, you'd rather start second with 2 points, like guaranteed, as opposed to trying to get first.
Yeah.
You know, and risking starting from the back. It's just I'm not a fan. Maybe if the format could change a bit, make qualifying a bit different, but not make it this different.
It
feels like calling it qualifying is a bit far.
I think they should do reverse grid.
I think that's a terrible idea.
I think in practice it's terrible. In theory, sign me up. I don't know how it would. I don't think it would work.
Would probably work for me.
Let's have a reverse grid. It's 3 laps, and that's Mercedes and McLaren. You know, winning every race.
You just have I think, a lot more crashes, though. Yeah, you'd have because you have the fast cars coming through.
Yeah, slow
the
cars
pack.
In the way. So it's not good overtaking, is it?
Again,
it's essentially
like
just blue flag, like
simulator
towards the end of the race when everyone's starting to overtake the back markers. It would just
sounds,
be like that.
Sounds like a Red Bull and Ferrari issue.
It's just embarrassing because they're just in two laps past you, and then you'd be right back to where you started.
All right, then.
I say that. it's not been going so well for
Sainz has just signed a new contract, quite a long one as well.
Mm.
I was not surprised because obviously that Ferrari are going in the right direction, but Leclerc seems to be the more natural number one. If, you know, if we take this season, you know, last season Sainz was doing great, but this season,
I mean,
Leclerc...
I think I'm guilty of this myself because I like Sainz, but you could still tell last season, really, if you looked at it, Leclerc's a better driver. He just had more mistakes, a bit more unluck, unluckiness. But
he's also younger, so if you're a team looking for the next 10, 15 years, you'd put your money on Leclerc.
But then they've seen, you know, the success Bottas, you know, secure number two. Perez now being a very secure number two.
Sainz a hell of a number two.
Yeah, and if you've got a driver that is okay with that, but also knows they have the ability to win some races, that's what you want.
I was just surprised that he would sign his life away to being
number two.
I don't mean, I think that they'll still challenge each other very much. I don't think he's an out-and-out number two. Let's call him a number one and a half. But
well, I think he will feel that he can take the spot, I reckon. Yeah.
But you say he signed his life away. He's making millions and millions.
Yeah, but then is it about the money or the legacy?
Yeah.
I think it's about money, to be honest.
It would be if I was in the car.
Yeah.
I genuinely think Leclerc's number one.
No, I think...
it's going to change. I just think...
If you listen to Sainz after his interviews, I mean, it's a Ferrari 1-2, Sainz in second. That's a bloody good result.
No, yeah, he's about legacy. I don't think...
But he looks disappointed. He realizes it's an accomplishment, but he has that fire in him to get number one, and I think he can do it.
He's in second. I think he still has some legacy.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But do you not think that in 2 years' time, when maybe Leclerc's won a championship or maybe more, do you not think he'll start to think, why is that not me?
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I would see it if it was me and I signed it. I'd be thinking I'm racing the best team definitely now and maybe ever.
Mm.
So I don't think he's like going to be... I don't think he should be sad anything.
I think they are. I think Latifi is down there in that Williams and he's thinking, if I was in a better car, I could be world champion. Because you have to. You have to have that mentality.
Why? You don't have to do it just to enjoy the sport.
But then why...
If you're Raikkonen.
You don't have to do it to... Well, I guess everyone wants to win, but he could just be in it just to enjoy the sport.
But you don't get to be one of the top 20 drivers in
without the killer instinct, right?
Or that arrogance of thinking you are better than everyone
else. Clearly, he should sign a new contract. And then,
I genuinely don't think he's done it because he thinks he can be better than Leclerc. But in principle, I don't know if he can be. Yeah.
No, I don't think he will be. I think Leclerc is going to get better and better. Sainz will get better, but Leclerc, I think he's the best driver.
Maybe we have a Hamilton Rosberg and he takes it 1 year.
Maybe
this Ferrari dominance, which we don't want to happen. Oh my god!
How long was the contract?
I think it was to 25, was
it?
Yeah,
it's quite a few years.
How old is he now, 26?
I'm not sure. He's been in the sport for a long time. He came in...
I know he started really young, though.
Yeah, he was in his 20s, because he came in with Max Verstappen.
Maybe he's 27 now, then.
Yeah.
I remember him being 26 last year, so it makes sense if he's 27.
That would make sense, yeah. He's definitely about that
age. I know he's about 26, 27.
Yeah. Mid to late 20s.
So that is pretty much... He's not your last major contract, so...
No. You know,
you have one
you've
more.
Got... I mean, I know... Raikkonen's gone now, but he was racing till he was, you know, 40s.
Yeah,
Alonso,
yeah.
Look at Hamilton,
42 maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, Hamilton isn't getting far off, you know. So I think people are racing till they're a bit older now.
So no, I think if he is competitive, then he's definitely got one big contract. So I don't think he signed his career away.
No.
It's just
an interesting move, but I think I probably would have done the same.
I don't know. I guess in my shoes, because I'm not like. I guess winning is like winning championships and everything. But I genuinely think you can do it just because he loves the sport.
Yeah.
and you want to stay in it as long as you can.
Yeah. You're going to take it. That's why it's stupid not to, but
I think you definitely got to think of it that way.
Because Ferrari has a lot of young talent coming through, and if they come through into the like one of the lower teams, the Haas or Alfa Romeo, then if they impress there, you know, they're always going to be pushing for a seat at the big team. And I guess signing up for a long year is preventing.
Mm-hmm. And he must have been growing up looking at Ferrari, how good they were.
Yeah, no, he said when he left McLaren, right, he did it because it's Ferrari. You don't turn down Ferrari. No. Yeah. You'd be an idiot, whether Ferrari's first or whether Ferrari's 20.
Look at Hamilton. You know? He said he supported Ferrari when he was growing up.
Yeah, I mean, I think
this shows how big of an influence they have.
I mean, we know, we all support.
Yeah, Ferrari, are the when you know, when a child pictures a race car, they paint it red. Yeah. So Ferrari are the biggest name in motorsport. That's just... Yeah.
But money could be a factor. Any contract you sign.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Thank you for listening to Rewinging It Formula One Podcast. I've been your host, Ellie Ledwell.
So no final thoughts?
No. Do you want a final thought?
We're going to have to do it again.
Last time you said no.
I had a final thought.
We're going to have to do this again now.
Final thought, Mitchell. Let's go. How did you enjoy the race?
Oh, I did have a final thought. Big question. Is there any more early races
this season? Because we're Europeans, I don't think so. Maybe no.
Well, American, they'd be late, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Okay then.
That's all right. We're used to staying up late.
That's fine then.
Fabulous. Do you guys have any final thoughts then?
No.
No.
Perfect. Thank you for listening to Rewinging It Formula One Podcast. I've been your host, Ellie Ledwell, and my co-host,
Harry McKay, who won't be here next week if Verstappen doesn't finish the race. That's all I'm saying.
I'm Mitch Manel.
Thank you.